I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else. Or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
So in the interest of transparency, we recorded this with our tarot card reader, who is Kaylee Damon. She's really, really, really great. And today, what we're playing for you guys is her focusing on Cassie and this really bad streak of luck she had. And Kristen also wants to know if her family is going to be expanding.
All right, Cassie.
Cassie, I'm so excited for yours.
The good news is it can't get any worse.
Yeah.
All right? There's nothing she can say to make it any worse.
No, they're all going to be in reverse cards.
No, your reading was actually really lovely. I was surprised, though, because just to fill everyone in, Cassie asked if she had done anything to cause this string of bad luck that she's been having. And when I start pulling the cards, we're getting positive card. And, you know, sometimes it works like that. Sometimes you might ask a question that's just really focused in the wrong place. So everything that your cards were revealing was about you and your energy and positive future outcomes.
Okay.
So this reading is a little bit less about the past. I do have some advice on the past, but it also started out in reverse. Like, we're starting with the bangers. You got the star. Girl, you have some energy connected to you. I don't know if anyone's ever called you like an empath or anything like that, but you are more of an energy conduit than I think you know. Your vibration and the way that you've heard of law of attraction?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I think you should be working with that.
Okay. I have been called an empath before, and someone's actually called me a conduit before, but it was years and years ago, and I just kind of dismissed it at the time.
You sure they didn't say imbecile?
I'm smart, okay? I have a degree.
That is true. That one I can't argue with.
It's a fake, but it still exists.
I didn't think gingers could be empaths.
That's because we don't have souls. See all these freckles? One for every soul? I stole.
But yeah, no, the star is an amazing card, but it really is like the concept of like attracts like. So what you put out there, you kind of get back to yourself. And don't get me wrong, like sometimes, you know, crap happens, right? Like sometimes life happens and I get that, and I'm not sugarcoating it or trying to imply toxic positivity on you or anything, but I think you're like a radio signal and like you're just kind of attracting things even subconsciously.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Sarah J. Maas is typing like attracts like.
Yeah.
Okay. So be mindful of that. That's like the biggest piece of advice, because the star is about luck and it's about living life to your fullest potential, which brings us into your next card, which is the sun. And I feel like we should cue that, like, here comes the sun song, because that's what it is for you. Like, it feels like this is a new chapter, something that is going to be very positive for you, very nice. Joyous and happy. But again, remembering that alignment, right? Remembering that energy that you are putting out there. So it was just even the way you were asking me about the past. It's like, we got to shift that thinking. We got to start thinking about the future.
Okay.
And your last card was the Eight of Cups. The Eight of Cups is some advice around continuing to move forward here and letting go of things that no longer serve you. Cups is usually about relationships. It could be some sort of like toxic relationship in your life that's like draining your energy because you are so sensitive. You might not even be aware of how much it's affecting you.
Okay.
One girl, eight cups.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Now, your cup runneth over.
Thank you. I think we found the toxic relationship.
I don't see that in this card, but sure.
I think you needed
you
that
did,
reading.
Yes. Man.
Well, it definitely does feel like, not to get into it too much, like I have started a new chapter lately and I had been feeling very positive, but then all the bad stuff happened and I was like, all right, something's going on here. But, you know, maybe the positivity started to help me get through all the bad stuff and then it's going to be smooth sailing from here on out.
This stuff does go in cycles too, though. I mean, yours has been, it's been a long cycle.
Oh, there's more that happened over the past few days.
Really?
But no.
I'm going to do the good energy.
Kristen.
Yes. Kristen, your turn. Okay, yeah. So when you came into the hot seat, you were asking about your family and will your family expand?
Correct.
So the cards that we pulled for you, the first one is the World, and this is about your current energy. It's a really awesome card. It usually signifies completion, though, but it's sort of like fulfillment, the end of a cycle, like, wow, you've done this amazing thing and it's complete. It's beautiful the way it is.
Gotcha.
When we move into your next card, we get the Ten of Pentacles in reverse. And the way I like to look at this is like you're talking about family expansion, whether that means, you know, like children or moving to a new home or anything like that. You can choose to move forward any way you want, right? Mm-hmm. But the advice we're getting on that is if you push, it will probably be a financial strain on your family unit. So the Ten of Pentacles upright is sort of like this happy family and they've all got their like money and cats and everything around them. But when we have it in reverse, it kind of feels like we're putting a bit of a strain on this.
Okay.
Again, pentacles are related to wealth and money.
She turned over the card and it's facing me and I'm like, ooh, that looks good.
Hmm.
But her face didn't look good.
Hi, I need a better poker face. So the King of Swords is your last card. And the way I'm looking at this entire spread for you, this is a bit of advice on how to kind of work through some of the feelings around this. Because I kind of get the vibe that there's a lot of emotions attached to this question.
Mm-hmm.
The King of Swords is very rational, very logical. So we are kind of entering into a little bit of a spot here to get through things where we are compartmentalizing and we are just kind of filing that away to deal with it later. Obviously, we're not going to be ignoring our problems, but in order to kind of power through some of this stuff. And again, the King is about an established figure. It's authority, it's power, it's decisiveness and rationality.
Those two, that's Kristen Bart. And rationality.
Yeah, I've never been used to this.
She's reading Bart.
I know, she is. That's my Bart coming in on the back end.
Yeah, and this is a character card. Yeah. So it's a King, and so that usually
no, he's
does.
A character.
Yeah.
No, it plays for sure.
So when people come and see you for a reading, generally how long are they?
30 minutes to an hour, but usually I recommend an hour-long session.
Okay.
I'm actually a certified emotional well-being coach as well, which I'm very proud of that. I like to combine that type of conversation and empowerment into the readings.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys felt this also, but it felt like a welcoming environment sometimes.
For sure.
When you're not exactly sure what the cards are going to say, you can really feel like a wall is up, but I never had that feeling with you at all.
Thank you so much.
I know that, you know, it's a one-on-one sort of thing that you do, and it's very serious as well, tapping into it. But do you do, like, groups or go, like, if I had a girls' night, would you come and do readings for us?
Absolutely.
Right.
I do parties, fundraisers, obviously things like this now. So. And, yeah, I love doing full moon circles. I actually have a full moon circle coming up, which is, it's an online situation. So if you're someone who's, like, kind of wants to dip their toes in but not really sure you want to commit to a full reading, it's a good time to kind of check it out and just see.
Where can people find you, Kaylee?
TigerMoonMystic.com or Tiger.Moon.Mystic on Instagram or TigerMoonMystic on TikTok, YouTube, and all the
She's
other
all over the place.
You know what? Spreading my wings.
You were really great.
You
really, really great. Thanks for coming in here and doing that.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
The Bird Show.